The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the Nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
It's the final week of the high school basketball regular season for the 2020-21 high school basketball year. And, well, it's the final night to improve your seating as sub-state brackets are set to be released coming up tomorrow afternoon. Tonight, it's Big 7 League basketball. The Nemaul Central Thunder play host to the Riverside Cyclones. Welcome to the broadcast. Alongside Kirk Kilman taking care of us back at the studios, I am Johnny Kane. And, well, tonight's matchup, the Cyclones and the Thunder, both teams looking to possibly improve their seating, really, for the Nemaul Central Thunder girls. They're looking to stay as the number one seed in the Class 3A Sabetha sub-state. Riverside looking to improve their spot in the 2A Valley Heights sub-state. Nemaul Central enters tonight under 11th year head coach Haddon Hilchin, who picked up win number 200 just about a week or so ago. They are 17-1 overall, ranked fourth in Class 3A. They're number one in the 3A Sabetha sub-state, as mentioned, with their only loss coming to Sabetha, who is ranked just ahead of them in the KBCA rankings. They're coming off a 50-31 win over Holden on Friday. Right now, it's looking like they'll be Oskaloosa in the opening round of sub-state coming up next week. But before that, Riverside tonight, under head coach Tim Stillman, 4-15 overall, 1-12 in the Big 7 League. Only league win was against Perry LaCompton. That was just about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. But they have lost five of their last six games, including a 56-29 loss last night to Holton, and currently sitting in the seventh spot in the 2A Valley Heights sub-state, looking like they will get ACCHS in the opening round next week. Well, that's a game that Riverside almost won against ACCHS earlier this year, falling by three. But again, tonight, a big matchup here between the Cyclones and the Thunder. Let's take a quick 30-second timeout. We'll come back, and we'll get you the starters, and then get the ball game underway when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Midwest's best prime rib is just a stone throw away every Friday and Saturday night. Head down to Boomer's Steakhouse to thrill your taste buds with exceptional food and excite your night with their friendly atmosphere. Boomer's is your date night destination with access to our outdoor patio and full bar. Also, your lunch hour lounge with comfortable indoor seating and daily lunch specials. Don't waste another minute. Come down to Boomer's Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night, 4th and Colorado, in Holton.
Set, three-pointer, bang! Oh, are you serious? Slam jam, bang!
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
Welcome back to Nemaul Central High School. We're now just about set to get our girls game underway of tonight's Big 7 League doubleheader as Nemaul Central takes on Riverside. Looking ahead at the starting lineup, we'll start with the Cyclone and our head coach Tim Stillman. Starting things off, a 5'4 freshman Haley Studer, 5'4 senior Lexi Jones, 5'5 senior Jasmine Murphy, 5'9 senior Unique Bird, and 6'2 freshman Taylor Weiser. And for Nemaul Central, under head coach Haddon Hilchin, is an 11th season, a 5'8 senior Cassidy Corby, 5'4 junior Taryn Ganstrom, 5'8 sophomore Ella Larkin, 5'9 sophomore Addie Holthouse, and 6'2 senior Riley Roddinghouse. So again for the Thunder, Corby, Ganstrom, Larkin, Holthouse, Roddinghouse. For the Cyclones, Studer, Jones, Murphy, Bird, and Weiser, the starting five for both sides here tonight. Looks like we will not have the national anthem. So we are set to go. Nemaul Central in their home white uniforms, tops and bottoms with purple numerals. Riverside in their road black uniforms, baby blue numerals. And Riverside above the numbers on the chest. Riverside will go from left to right here in this first half. Nemaul Central will go from right to left. And with that, we are set to go. Don't forget over on 103.9 KMTA at Northeast Kansas League Basketball. ACCHS is at Jackson Heights. Also on Care Radio tonight, 93.7 FM. More Mounts Academy playing host to Pleasant Ridge. So with that, we're set to go. So Riverside will start with the basketball, and we are underway. Thunder are going to start in a man-to-man as they'll play pretty much the majority of their possessions on defense. Studer's got on the left wing, dribbles inside, and immediately gets bumped and fouled. On a reach-in by Taryn Ganstrom. That'll be her first and the first foul of the game. So Jasmine Murphy will toss the basketball in from the far sideline, gets it in to Weiser in the left corner, who averages about 14 a game in her freshman campaign. One of the better players in the league this year at 6'2", has a lot of range and a lot of upside. Here's Weiser at the foul line. Pumps on a jumper, steps back, thought about a free throw line jumper, now kicks it back out on top to Jones. She'll dribble in the left corner. Good defense by Corby, and now they'll get a foul as Corby reached in when Jones went up for a shot. So Jones will go to the free throw line and shoot two. And Cassidy Corby will pick up her first, second team foul. Jones' first free throw is rattled off the back rim. Jones, a senior for Riverside. She's hit 42% on the year, but knocks down her second free throw. So she goes 1 of 2 from the line. It's 1-0 Riverside, 30 seconds in. Holt House in the right corner with the first possession for Hemall Central, and now the ball is going to go out of bounds as Larkin was trying to get it inside the Rottinghouse. So the Thunder turn it over on their opening possession of the night. Now the Thunder are going to show pressure. 7:23 to go in the first. Riverside with an initial 1-0 lead. Jones in the backcourt just dribbles through the pressure and now kicks it up ahead to Bird in the baseline. She'll throw up a shot that's no good, but a travel will be called before that. And so Riverside will turn it over for their first time. So the Thunder will have it back for their second possession after turning it over just a minute ago. It'll be Corby to dribble it in the front court. It's all the way into the corner to Gantstrom. She'll dribble inside Riverside in the man-to-man. Nice pass inside, but it's going to be knocked free and stolen away by Riverside. Second turnover for the Thunder. Jones with it. Kicks it up ahead to Murphy. She'll get inside, but she lost the basketball, and it's turned over again. And now they'll call a reach-in foul. It's going to go on Jones of Riverside. She will pick up her first. That'll be the first team foul. And both sides have turned it over twice during the early going. 1-0 Riverside, a minute into the game. Corby with a basketball for the Thunder, who operate from right to left. Corby just dribbles all the way inside. Nice pass to Rottinghouse. She'll put it over the front of the rim, but it's short, and then she goes over the back and fouls. So Rottinghouse will pick up her first. So three fouls already for the Thunder. We're not even 90 seconds into this game. Studer now dribbles it up across the pressure into the front court and then lost it. Turns it over for the third time to Riverside. Corby up ahead to Gamstrom. Right hand layup is good. First basket of the night for Nemal Central comes from Taryn Gamstrom. It's 2-1. The Thunder lead with 6.5 to go in the first quarter. In the backcourt, it's turned over again. Here's Corby, picks off the pass, drives inside, lost it. Now Holthouse goes in and banks it off the left side of the rim and in. 4-1, Nemal Central, 6:15 to go in the first. And now another steal for Corby. Right-hand drive, layup is blocked away by Weiser of Riverside and taken by the Cyclones. Kicked up ahead to Jones. Riverside has turned it over 5 times already here in the early going. Studer with the basketball in the left corner, dribbles it out on top. Now a dribble hand off to Murphy. She'll step back, shoot a deep three, and it's off the back rim. Fight for the rebound is yanked away by Rottinghouse of Nemal Central, and here come the Thunder in transition. Corby into the front court, kicks it in the left corner to Gantstrom. Now up on top, ripped around the horn to Holthouse on the right wing. Gets a screen from Rottinghouse, doesn't use it, and now moves out to the right wing. Into the corner to Rottinghouse. Larkin's calling for the basketball. She's got on the right block. Cross-court pass to Gamstrom. A three on the way is just off the strike side of the rim, and it'll go out of bounds. And it will be Riverside basketball. Elizabeth Leibel now, a 5'2 senior, will come in for the first time to replace Murphy. 5:27 to go in the first. It's 4-1, Nemaha Central. There's Studer in the backcourt, and she carries the basketball. So Riverside has turned it over 6 times. And Coach Stillman's going to take his first timeout. He's seen up. 5:25 to go in the first quarter. A quick 30-second timeout. We'll take it with him. 4-1 lead for the Thunder here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
5:25 to go, opening quarter. Nemaw Central with a basketball and a 4-1 advantage. Taryn Ganstrup controls it up on top for the Thunder. Ripped around the horn to Holthouse on the right wing. Roddinghouse hands it off to Corby. Dribbles to the baseline. Gets cut off. Now backs it out and kicks it up on top to Ganstrup. Inside to Roddinghouse in the middle of the lane. Dribbles once to the right block. Spins over right shoulder and puts it in with the left hand. Nice post move from Riley Roddinghouse. Her first basket of the night. And it's 6-1 Thunder. And now they foul at midcourt. This will be the fourth foul already on the Thunder here in the first quarter. And that'll be on Ganstrup. That will be her second. So that will force Coach Hilton to bring in Mackenzie Henry, a 5'6 junior. And now we'll get Murphy coming back into the game for Jones. So 5:04 to go in the first quarter. It's 6-1 Thunder. It'll be Studer controlling the basketball for Riverside. She gets a screen up on top, and now they call another carry on Studer. And that will be turnover number 7 on the Cyclones already, which we're 3 minutes in. 6-1 lead for Nemaw Central. Colby's got it out on top as the Thunder operate for Mike Collette. Up on top, Henry with it. Now to the right side to Larkin. Down low to Roddinghouse, but it's stolen away by Weiser. The Thunder turn it over for the third time. Here's Weiser the other way. Gets it off to Murphy. She'll have it out on top. Now here's Weiser on the right block. Dribbles to the baseline. Spins. Kicks it back out to the right wing. Here's Leibel. She gets to the baseline. A 15-foot jumper is airballed long, and the rebound will be picked away by Henry, and then she steps on the baseline. So Riverside will have it back, as we'll see for the first time. Megan O'Grady, a 5'4 junior, come into the game. And it will be Suter who will toss it in from the baseline. Still looking to get it in. Kicks it all the way out near midcourt to Leibel, and she'll set the offense for the Cyclones. Leibel all the way to the baseline. Lost the basketball, and it's into the hands of Roddinghouse. So the Cyclones turn it over again. Now here's Corby in transition. Into the front court. Nobody stops the basketball. Corby gets inside, and she gets bumped. They're going to count the basket and a foul. Somehow Corby got it to go, and she'll have a chance to complete a three-point play. I'll get that on Leibel. And that's not the first basket for Corby, and now she'll have one free throw. And a free throw is good. She's got three, and we'll see Cassidy Ruthman come into the game for the first time, a 5'9 junior to replace Larkin. To 4:15 to go in the first, it's 9-1, Nemaw Hall Central, and showing pressure. Weiser looking to key it into the backcourt. Gets it off to Leibel. She'll kick it off to Weiser. Now picked up ahead, but it's knocked out of bounds by Roddinghouse. Riverside will hold on to it. They'll have it from the far sideline. Riverside has just struggled with pressure throughout this first quarter. There's Studer in the backcourt. She'll walk it across the timeline as we approach 4 minutes to go in the first. Up on top. Here's Murphy, lost it, got it back, and now throws it to Weiser in the corner, but she lost it, but it's back into the hands of Murphy. Down low to Weiser, tries to kick it out to the right wing, but nobody there. It'll go out of bounds and be the ninth turnover for the Cyclones. I'll see Jones come back into the game for Riverside. He'll replace Studer. 3:51 to go in the first. It's 9-1. Nemaw Central and the Thunder have the basketball back. Corby across the timeline gets a good screen from Ruthman. Now into the corner, Holthouse will try a three-pointer. It's off the back rim and the rebound to Weiser of Riverside. Here's O'Grady now the other way. She gets to the front court, gets to the foul line, spins, kicks it up on top to Weiser. Now down low to Leibel on the right block. Backs down, tries to go up and under, but she threw it underneath the backboard, got it back. Now Jones a three. It's good. Lexi Jones with all four for Riverside here in the first quarter. It's 9-4 Nemaw Hall Central. 3:20 to go in the first. Ruthman rips the ball around to Holthouse in the left corner. Now Ruthman again in the left corner. Looking inside for Roddinghouse. Tries to get it inside to her, but it's stolen away by Jones. Fourth turnover for Nemaw Central. Jones dribbles it out to the right corner. O'Grady, another pass into the corner there to Murphy. Now O'Grady up on top. The right block to Weiser. She'll get in the middle lane, put up a shot that's partially blocked, but it goes in anyways for Weiser. She has her first points of the night. And just like that, it's back to a three-point game with 2:46 to go in the first quarter. Up on top, Henry into the left corner to Roddinghouse. Down low to Ruthman on the left block. She spins, kicks it back on top to Corby. Drives right lane line. Now back out to Holthouse in the right corner. She'll dribble with the left hand of the wing. Al picks up her dribble in trouble. Hands it back off to Corby right of the wing. 2:25 to go in the first quarter. 9-6 Thunder lead. There's a 17-footer by Rottinghouse. It's no good. And then Rottinghouse goes over the back and fouls. That will be her second. So she's probably going to have to come out of this game. And she will, as Larkin will come right back in for her. So now Gannstrom and Rottinghouse, each with two fouls. And Studer will come back in for Riverside to replace Weiser. Kind of surprised they're going to take Weiser out of the game. You know, thought this would be an opportunity for her with Rottinghouse out of the game to use her size. And now Riverside turns it over again. Here's Corby the other way. Left-hand layup is no good. She missed it. Wide open layup missed by Corby, and now Riverside the other way. To Studer into the right baseline. A jumper by Murphy is up and good. Just inside of the three-point line, Murphy has her first basket, and it's now a one-point game. 9-8, Nemo Hall Central, under 2 minutes to go in the first. Larkin between the circle. Looking inside for Holthouse. She catches, puts it up, and in. Nice catch by Holthouse. And finish as well. She's got four. And it's 11-8, Nemo Hall Central, with 1:40 to go in the first, and now another steal. Corby drives in, and then she lost it. It's picked up by Riverside, but they're going to get a travel. Gannstrom's going to come back into the game for Nemo Hall Central, despite having those two fouls. Corby will come out, 1:34 to go in the first. The lead is three for Nemo Hall Central. The Thunder will have the basketball. It'll be Holthouse to toss it in. Holthouse still looking. Now just tosses it out. It's kicked up by Larkin. Kicked out on top to Gannstrom, and she'll back it back out and start the offense. Here's Holthouse in the right corner. Dribbles to the baseline. Stops to go, forces up a jumper that's no good. Tapped around. Ruffman comes up with it. Her follow's no good. And the rebound is going to be ripped away. And now we're going to get not a jump ball. It'll actually be taken by Riverside. Here's Leibold in the front court for the Cyclones. Lost it. Got it back. And now a travel's called. And that is turnover number 12 for the Cyclones. 1:11 to go in the first. 11-8 is the lead for Nemo Hall Central. Holthouse has it in the right wing. Kicks it down low to Ruffman on the right block. She forces up a shot that's no good, but a foul's called. And Ruffman will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. That'll go on Studer. That will be her first, third team foul. Ruffman to the line. Her first free throw is good. Colby's going to come right back into the game for the Thunder, along with Weiser for Riverside. And now one more free throw coming for Ruthman, looking to give the Thunder a five-point advantage. Right-handed shooter, her shot is good. Got them both. First point tonight for Ruthman. It's 13-8, Nemo Hall Central. And now Riverside, did they turn it over again? Yeah, they did. That's turnover number 13 as Corby forced another turnover. Now the Thunder will have it underneath their own basket. Corby gets it into Larkin on the left block. She spins, faces up, shoots a shot over her left shoulder that's no good. Rebound tapped around. It's loose in the corner. Weiser's got it for Riverside. She'll kick it up ahead to O'Grady. O'Grady across the timeline. Kicks it off to Murphy. And now here's Jones right of the wing. Rottinghouse is also back into the... Take that back. That's not Rottinghouse. She's still on the bench. And now here's a three-pointer put up. It's no good, but we're going to get a three-second violation called on Weiser. So turnover number 14 for Riverside here in the first quarter. 37 seconds to go in the first. It's 13-8, Nemo Hall Central lead. And here's Henry that drives in. She lost the basketball, got it back, and now they're going to call a jump ball. The possession arrow will keep it with the Thunder. 29.2 to go in the first. It's 13-8. Thunder lead, and it'll be Corby to toss it in from the baseline. Corby still looking to get it in. Gets it into Larkin to the baseline. She'll stop, kick it out to Corby. She pumps, drives in. Her right-hand floating shot is good. Five for Cassidy Corby, and it's 15-8, the Thunder lead, with 20 seconds to go in the first. O'Grady across the front court. Gets double-teamed, kicks it off. Here's a three-pointer put up by Murphy. It's short. Long rebound is yanked away by Studer. She'll put up a shot, get fouled with 9.5 to go. Studer will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. That'll be on Larkin, her first. Suter. This is 38% from the free throw line this year, but Comley knocks down the first. Suter has attempted 50 free throws this season, which is second on the team. As she misses the second, nearly got her own rebound, and now the ball is going to be lost out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Larkin. And it will be Riverside basketball. Holthouse will come back into the game to replace Gantrum. This is going to pick up her third foul. 7.6 seconds to go. It's 15-9. Eagle Central leads. O'Grady looking to toss it in from the sideline. Gets it into Wise in the left corner. Now back to O'Grady. Cross-court pass. Murphy, a three-pointer on the way. It's off the back rim. No good. O'Grady with offensive rebound, and then she lost it. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. One quarter in the books. It's Nemahal Central 15, Riverside 9. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with the second quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the second quarter, 15-9 our score. Nemahal Central leads Riverside. The Thunder with Rottinghouse back out there despite her two fouls, along with Henry, Corby, Holthouse, and Larkin. Riverside with their starting five, and they turn it over immediately. Here's another steal for Corby. She'll drive right lane line, stop, pull it from 6 feet, and rattle it home. Seven for Cassidy Corby, and that's turnover number 15 for Riverside. Now Studer nearly turns it over again, and they'll get a reach-in foul. It's going to be called on Henry. Henry with a little smile as she picks up her first, but that's going to be team foul number 7. So we are going to go to the other end and shoot a 1-1. And Riverside will be shooting free throws on any defensive foul the remainder of this half. Studer at the line for a 1-1. She just went 1 of 2 and misses that free throw badly. The rebound will go to Corby. Now here's a 4-on-2 the other way. Corby up ahead. Henry drives to the baseline. Lost it. Got it back to Corby. And now here's Rottinghouse between the rings. Right side of the floor to Holthouse. She dribbled to the left hand. Now kicks it off in the corner to Rottinghouse. Ripped around the horn. Here's Corby between the rings. 7:22 to go in the half. It's 17-9 Nemahal Central. Corby between the circles. Dribble to the right hand, now back left side to Henry. Left side of the floor, Rottinghouse with the basketball. Back on top, Henry. She'll dribble in the right corner. Double team comes, and they'll get a push foul that's going to be called on Riverside. Zoe Hayes, who just checked in, a 5'8 junior. So the Thunder will have a baseline out of bounds. That was the fourth team foul on a Riverside. And so Corby will toss it in from the baseline. Rottinghouse has it in the right corner. Right of the wing, here's Henry. Kick back out on top to Corby. She'll face up, back out, and dribble with the left hand of the wing. Thunder have just gotten anything really easily except for it's come in transition. Now a pass inside is knocked free. Rottinghouse picks it up in the corner, and it's back out to Lurk on the right wing. Here's Henry between the circles. And now we'll get a timeout taken by Coach Hilton. He has not been happy with his girls here so far tonight. 6:41 to go in the half. It's 17-9. The Thunder lead when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You know them. If you live around here, you've done business with them. Suter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go when you've got a project in mind. They carry all brands you trust, like Mohawk, Wilson Art, Larson, Certain Tea, Valspar, and Owings Corning. They even carry Holland Grills, so you can celebrate a job well done. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover accepted. Area do-it-yourselfers and pros know Suter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go.
KMZA.
Out of the timeout, 6:41 to go in the half. It's 17-9. Nemaha Central leads. The Thunder have the basketball operating from right to left. Roddinghouse up on top. Arias Henry, she'll dribble to the baseline. Stop and put up a right-hand layup. It's good. First points of the night for Mackenzie Henry. It's 19-9. The Thunder lead. And now here's another near steal. It is stolen. Henry to Corby on the right block. She'll get in the middle lane. Put up a shot that's blocked away by Weiser. Corby takes it away and then throws it away. Riverside with the basketball, and now is a steal for Larkin. And Emerald will get a travel called on Larkin. So a hectic little possession there for both sides. Results in a pair of turnovers, but Riverside will have it with 6:09 to go in the half, trailing 19-9. The Suter will control it for the Cyclones on the right wing. Up on top, here's Murphy. Guarded by Corby, who's got several steals already here tonight. Here's Weiser, a free throw line jumper that's nearly banked in. It did go in. Wow. I don't think she meant to do it, but it works out. Weiser has four, and it's 19-11. Nemaha Central, 5:45 to go in the half. Larkin out between the circles. Kick to the right wing to Holtout. Just no movement right now for the Thunder on offense. Corby will dribble it to the right wing. Back on top, here's Larkin. Murphy nearly gets a steal, but instead she picks up the foul. And that will be her first, team's fifth. And we'll have Bird come back into the game for Riverside. 5:24 to go in the half. It's 19-11. The Thunder will have the basketball back. Corby will toss it in from in front of the Cyclone bench. It's it into Holtz. Now here's Henry left of the wing. Thunder just have not gotten anything easy in the half court. Pretty much most of their offense has come in transition off of steal. Roddinghouse now ripped around the horn to Larkin in the left wing. Holds out to the foul line with a back to the basket. Now hands it off to Larkin and right side of the floor to Corby. Cyclone's playing really good defense. And now there's a back cut to Larkin. She'll dribble to the left block. Though the shot that's no good, but she got smacked in the face and fouled. I think she lost the contact as well. And that'll be on Leibel, her second. Larkin just pops the contact right back in with no solution or anything, and she'll head to the free throw line and shoot a pair. Referee looks at her and says, how many fingers am I holding up? She said, three, I'm good. First free throw is a little bit strong for Larkin. Redman back into the game for Roddinghouse. O'Grady back in for Hayes. And now one more free throw for Larkin. These are her first attempts of the night. Second free throw is wide right, but an offensive rebound for Holthaus. She'll stick it up, and it's no good, but another foul. And two shots coming for Holthaus, and I think it's on Leibel again. It is. That will be her third. So now it'll be Holthaus who will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. Holthaus is only 31% on the year, but she calmly drills the first. So Leibel will check out with her three fouls. And Holthaus will shoot one more. And it's short. Rebound will go to Weiser of Riverside. Gets it off to Jones. Now with 4:50 to go in the half. And here's another near steal. It's going to be loose on the floor, and they're going to be a jump ball called. The Justinero will give it to the Thunder. So the Thunder will have it back. Gantstrom and Roddinghouse back into the game for Henry and Larkin. It'll be Gantstrom who's got in the backcourt. 4:45 to go in the second quarter. It's 20-11, Nemaha Central. Holds out between the rings inside to Roddinghouse. She'll put it over her right shoulder and she left it short. Rebound to Weiser of Riverside. It's up to O'Grady. She'll dribble to the baseline. Kick it cross court. Here's Studer, a 15-footer. It's short. Rebound will go to Roddinghouse of the Thunder, and here comes Corby the other way. Kicked up ahead to Holthaus in the left corner. Stops, kicks it up on top of Roddinghouse. She'll step into a three, and it's in and out. Offensive rebound for Corby. Her shot is thrown away by Weiser, and now we're going to get a reach-in foul called on Riverside. That will be on Bird, her first. Hayes will check back into the game for Riverside. She'll replace Studer. 4:12 to go in the half. Two free throws coming. Excuse me, a 1-1. 1-1 for Corby. 1-for-1 from the line tonight. Her free throw is good. So Corby earns the bonus. And Coach Stillman wants a full timeout. 4:12 to go in the half. It's a full timeout. 21-11 is the lead for the Thunder when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Planning is always so important. Planning for a wedding, planning for a big move, or planning for next year's crop. Our team of trusted ag loan officers are available to meet with you regarding your new operating needs. We offer personalized service and knowledge that can help execute this year's agricultural plan. Stop by and visit one of your local ag lenders today at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Light Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
...92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, 4:12 to go in the half. A single free throw for Cassidy Corby. And she got it. So she drills both free throws. She's got 9, and the lead is the biggest of the night for the Thunder. It's up to 11, with 4:05 to go in the half. Hayes in the left wing. Gets double team, gets away from it. Now dribbles to the right hand to the logo. Back left side to O'Grady. Now Weiser at the foul line. Spins, faces up. Kicks to the baseline, and her pass knocked away by Rethman and stolen away by the Thunder. Here's Corby the other way. Kicked off to Rethman on the right block. She lost it and then traveled. 18 turnovers for Riverside, 8 of them for Nemaha Central. 3:49 to go in the half, and now the Thunder are going to go to a little half-court trap. O'Grady's got it across the timeline. Has it tipped away. It's into the hands of Hayes, and now she has the ball ripped away and stolen by the Thunder. Again, another steal for Corby. And it's into the hands of Weiser, who falls to the floor, tries to dribble through it. And now it's kicked up ahead as Riverside's got it. It's into the hands of Hayes. He'll dribble to the right wing. Now Weiser gets inside of the right block, shoots up a shot that is short. Got her own rebound, goes back up, gets fouled. And that's on Rottinghouse. It's her third. Oh, they're going to call it on Rethman. So Rethman gets the foul. That'll be her first. Weiser will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. First free throws of the night for Weiser, and her first one is short. Ella Larkin back into the game for the Thunder will replace Rathman. Weiser's second free throw from the righty is no good. She missed both. And the rebound goes to Rottinghouse and Nemaha Central. 22-11, the Thunder lead with 3:10 to go in the quarter. Rottinghouse rips the ball around the horn to the left corner to Danstrom. She dribbles inside. They're trying to get it to Larkin, who's calling for the basketball. Now it's back to Holthouse on the right wing. Up on top, here's Corby. She'll dribble to the baseline, get hit, held, and the count the basket. No, are they? She made the shot. And actually, no, they're just going to call it two-shot double bonus. And actually, no, it's just going to be foul number 9, so it'll be a 1-1. And it'll be Corby to go to the line. She's 3-for-3 tonight and just went 2-for-2 at the front end of a 1-1. Her free throw here is good. She's in double figures already with 10, and she will shoot one more free throw. Looking to give the Thunder a 13-point advantage. Free throw is good. She's got 11. Henry and Rethman back into the game for Ganstrom and Rodinghouse, each with two fouls. 2:54 to go in the half. The lead is 13 for the Thunder. And again, the Thunder showing a little three-quarter court, half-court pressure. Here's a near turnover. Riverside gets it back to O'Grady. She'll kick it cross-court into the corner of the Studer. A jumper on the way is no good. Offensive rebound for Weiser, and they're going to reach in foul on Rethman. So Cassidy will quickly pick up her second, and it will send Weiser to the free throw line for a 1-1 after she just missed two. So free throw, 1-1 by Weiser. Her free throw is wide right. The long rebound will go to Nemahal Central. 2:40 to go in the half. 24-11, the Thunder lead. Larkin with it out on top. She'll step in the top of the key. Kick it left side to Henry. Rethman's calling for it. And now Corby in the left corner. Wide open three on the way is pure. 14 for Cassidy Corby, and the lead is 27-11 for the Thunder with 2:20 to go in the half. O'Grady across the timeline has it ripped away, and they'll get a jump ball, though, but the possession arrow will go to Riverside. Corby has been so good at that tonight. She nearly had another steal. As Leibel will come back into the game for the Cyclones despite having those three fouls. The Thunder now are going to drop back and just do a straight man-to-man. Murphy out on top. Dribbles to the left side. Nearly had her pocket picked. Now inside to Weiser. She'll spin. Face up. Kick it off to Leibel. Dribbles to the baseline. Nearly had the ball knocked free into the hands of Burr. Now Studer right at the head of the circle. Down low to Weiser on the right block. She has the ball stripped free but fouled. And Weiser will go back to the free throw line. And they'll get that foul on Holthouse, which will be her first. And this will be two shots and a double bonus now for Weiser. She's 0 for 3 tonight. On the year, 59%, but she misses the first one here. One more free throw coming now for Weiser with 1:58 to go in the half. Weiser's free throw is wide right. She missed them both. 1:55 to go in the half. It's 27-11, the Thunder lead. And they've got the basketball operating from right to left. Corby with it left of the wing. Gets a screen from Larkin. Now back into the corner to Larkin. Rethman's calling for the basketball. Now a cross-court pass to Holthouse. Up to the foul line. Rethman, she'll hand it off to Henry. She'll stop, face up, kick it up on top. Holthouse, a straightaway triple, is off the back rim. Goes over the top of the backboard, and it will be Riverside basketball. Jones now back into the game for Bird. 1:32 to go in the half, and the Cyclones will have it back, and the Thunder back to their pressure. Studer with it in the backcourt. Kicks it up ahead, but the ball knocked free and stolen away by the Thunder. Turnover number 19 for Riverside. Holthouse to the baseline. A jumper off the window is good. 7 for Holthouse, and lead the Pingas of the night. It's now 29-11, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Studer. Good job by Corby to step in and take that charge. And the Thunder will have it back as Ganstrom back into the game for Corby. So the Thunder will have it, leading 29-11 with 1:13 to go. Here's Henry up on top. She's played a majority of this first half due to just foul trouble in the situation. Up on top, Rethman at the foul line, kicks the right side to Henry. She'll dribble inside, and they'll get an offensive foul, a legal screen called on Rethman, and that's going to be now her third. All three of them here in this second quarter. Riverside will have it back, and again, the Thunder showing pressure. Jones to Studer, she'll get across the timeline. And now just run over a player. That's an easy charge call. I mean, just ran right over Ganstrom. Studer picks up her third. So the Thunder will have it back again with 54.9 to go. So now Riverside, Studer with three. Rival with three. And the Thunder with an 18-point advantage. Chance to make it 20 on this possession or even more. Ganstrom right of the wing. Into the right corner to Rethman. Looking inside for Holthouse. Now Ganstrom. gets a screen, dribbles all the way inside, and it's going to be a foul called on Riverside, just running over Larkin. That'll be on O'Grady, her first, and it will send Larkin to the free throw line for two. Corby's going to check back in after this first free throw. Larkin's first is well off to the left. And Larkin now 0 for 3 on the night. One more low for Larkin, looking to make it a 19-point advantage for the Thunder with 37.2 to go. Second free throw is short. Missed them both, but there is Corby with an offensive rebound, and then she missed a wide-open bunny. Here's O'Grady across the timeline. Dribbles into the left wing. Lost the basketball, got it back. Now here's Jones out on top. Into the right corner to Murphy. Down to the baseline, Leibel. Inside Weiser, and she'll put it up and in. Six for Taylor Weiser. And it's 29-13 with 15 seconds to go. Henry into the front court. Dribbles it out on top with 10. All the way down to the baseline. Into the corner to Corby. A wide open three. It's short. Fight for the rebound is into the hands of Holthouse, and she'll lay it over the front of the rim and in. 9 for Holthaus, and that'll be the end of the first half. Two corners in the books, and at the half, it's 31-13. The Thunder lead by 18. And we come back after our first half timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back. We're at halftime of our girls' game of this Big 7 League doubleheader here tonight. At the half, it's Seminole Central 31, Riverside 13. Johnny came back with you. Kirk Kilman, our man, taking care of us back at the studios. Well, it's just a simple fact. Riverside in this game has turned the basketball over 19 times, 14 of them in the first quarter. That's been the difference here this evening. Seminole Central led 15-9 after one and now lead 31-13 here at the half. For the most part, when Riverside has forced the Thunder into a half-court offense, they've been pretty good. But just when you turn the basketball over 19 times, that's given the Thunder way too many opportunities to get out in transition and score the basketball. And that's when the Thunder have scored a majority of their points tonight have been off of transition, off of turnovers by Riverside. Looking at the numbers, Riverside, again, 19 turnovers. They've hit 1-3. They are 2 of 9 from the free throw line as well. That obviously doesn't help anything. They're being led in scoring by Taylor Weiser, the freshman, with 6-4 for Lexi Jones, 2 for Jasmine Murphy, and a single free throw for Hallie Studer. Thunder, meanwhile, 8 turnovers, 1-3, 8 of 11 from the free throw line. Leading the way is Cassidy Corby. She's in double figures already with 14, 9 for Addie Holthouse, 2 apiece for Mackenzie Henry, Taryn Ganstrom, Cassidy Ruthman, and Riley Roddinghouse. Both teams are dealing with a little bit of foul trouble. Thunder have Ganstrom and Roddinghouse with 2, and Ruthman with 3. Riverside has Studer with 3, Leibel with 3, and really that's about it. For the Cyclones right now, down 31-13 is Nemaul Central, the number 4-ranked team in the state in Class 3A, up by 18 here at intermission. We're going to step aside. We'll take another timeout. We'll come back. We'll find some scores of other games going on around the area. But again, at the half of our girls' game, it's Nemaul Central 31, Riverside 13. We'll be back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Come to Durland Auto Parts in Seneca, Kansas. We're CarQuest and the parts house made for you. Helpful service with a smile. We go the extra mile. Our counter people are the best at what they do. Commercial trucks and big rigs, cars, trucks, and tractors, all hydraulics and the parts you're looking for. Durland Auto Parts, your CarQuest store.
Community Express Banking has partnered with Zelle to offer our customers a fast, safe, and easy way to send money to friends, family, and people they trust. Use Zelle, which is included in our online and mobile banking experiences, to send money directly from your account to theirs, typically in minutes, with both users are already enrolled. This is how money moves. Community National Bank, community-minded, community-strong, member FDIC. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, available to United States bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinandtruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Welcome back here to Nemaul Central High School. At halftime of our girls' game tonight, it's Nemaul Central 31, Riverside 13. Taking a look at some other scores around the area. A couple of good ones at the half in Big 7 league play. The Beth only leads Hiawatha by 2, 17-15. The Holton girls in a good one with Perry LeCompton, 21-20. You can watch both of those games at MSCSports.net on the Sabetha channel and the Holton channels as well. Also in some Twin Valley League basketball scores tonight. It looks like that Donovan West leads Troy 24-13. Valley Heights leads Blue Valley 28-18. And Troy, your girls lead Axtell 21-16. And the Hanover-Washington County games are quite a bit behind I don't even think they've started their girls game quite yet. And that is what we have in scores right now. Make sure you check out MSCSports.net tomorrow morning. At some point, they will release all the sub-state brackets for sub-states that will take place next week beginning on Monday. 1A begins on Thursday. Kind of a weird situation with that. 1A begins on Thursday. And they'll play Thursday, Friday, first round games. Then 1A will not play again until next Thursday, Friday in the semifinals. So it'll be a big break between that. And then the rest of the classifications get started on Monday and Tuesday with their first round games. The semifinals Thursday, Friday, championship games on Saturday of next week. Another quick score we just got in, a Northeast Kansas League score. ACCHS leads Jackson Heights 12-11 after one. That is a big game of the Northeast Kansas League. It's likely for the league title in that one. So we'll keep you up to date on that one as the night rolls along. But again, here our halftime score, the Nemaul Central girls up 31-13 here at intermission. So with that, we'll step aside for a quick 1 minute timeout, and we'll come back and start the third quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We know you are ready, Northeast Kansas. Now your local community hospitals are ready as well. This is Lori Leager, nurse practitioner with Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. The COVID-19 vaccine will arrive in our community soon. We are looking forward to providing safe, effective vaccines as soon as they are available to the public. This is to protect our family, friends, neighbors, and our economy. Please contact your local healthcare provider if you have further questions about the vaccine. Community Healthcare System, Holton Community Hospital, Hiawatha Community Hospital, and Nemaha Valley Community Hospital working together to protect Northeast Kansas.
State Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Start of the third quarter, Nemaha Central will have the opening possession. They'll operate from left to right. With the five of Gantstrom, Holthouse, Roddinghouse, Larkin, and Corby. Riverside counters with Bird, Murphy, Studer, Jones, and Weiser. And the Thunder start with the opening possession, and we're underway. Holthouse with it on the left wing. Riverside in a man-to-man. Here's Corby out on top. Gets a screen to Roddinghouse. Corby drives baseline, pulls up a shot. It's banked in. 16 for Cassidy Corby. And it's 33-13, the biggest lead of the night for the Thunder. It's at 20. Now the Thunder again showing half-court pressure. Jones in the front court breaks it. Now Thunder back out into a man-to-man. Jones stops, picks up her dribble, kicks it up on top to Bird, and now Murphy. Down low to Weiser on the right block, backs down on Roddinghouse. Spin, Roddinghouse blocks it, and then we'll have a reach in and a jump ball called. Possession error will keep it with Riverside. The Studer will toss it in from the baseline for the Cyclones. Kicked all the way out on top to Murphy. He dribbles to the right hand of the wing. Now Murphy picks it up, and here's a steal for Larkin. Larkin will bring it the other way. Wide open left-hand layup is good. 20th turnover for Riverside. As that was put in again by Larkin for her first points of the night. 35-13, the Thunder lead with 7 minutes to go, third quarter. Murphy in the right corner, picks up her dribble, gets it down to Weiser, and then she gets pushed in the back. And I think it's going to be number three on Roddinghouse. She didn't like the call. Coach Hilton didn't like the call, but it's still the third on Roddinghouse as Hayes comes back into the game for Riverside. 6:54 to go, third quarter. It's 35-13. The Thunder lead is 22, and Hayes will trigger it in. Gets it up on top to Bird. Now here's Jones, dribbles to the top of the key to the foul line. Pull-up jumper is partially blocked. Then the Weiser, she puts up a shot. She gets fouled, and that's number four on Roddinghouse. So Roddinghouse picks up the fourth. And Weiser to the free throw line for a pair with 6:47 to go in the third. Weiser tonight is 0 for 5 from the free throw line. Their first free throw here is good. 7 for Weiser. After the ref, Ben will come into the game for Rottinghouse. And now one more free throw coming for the freshman. Second one on the way, and it's off the back heel of the rim. The rebound will go to Corby of Nemaha Central. The lead is 21 for the Thunder. Holthaus kicks it cross court to Ganstra. She dribbles the left baseline and gets bumped and fouled by Studer, and that will be her fourth. That'll bring O'Grady back into the game for the Cyclones. And so Studer will come out, O'Grady back in, and it'll be Corby to toss it in from the sideline with 6:37 to go in the third. Corby still trying to get it in, kicks it in to Larkin on the left block. She'll dribble the free throw line. Now Ganstrom back to the right side of the floor to Rathman. Corby was wide open. They missed her. Now Ganstrom gets the screen, dribbles into the left corner. Now to the baseline. Stops, gets bumped and fouled. And going to call the foul on the floor, I think, on O'Grady. It is going to be on O'Grady. That will be her second. That's team foul number two, as the Thunder will have a baseline out of bounds. There has not been much flow to this game at all. There has been a ton of fouls called. Corby drives in, gets bumped, and she gets tripped and fouled, and she'll have two free throws. That'll be on Jones, her second. Corby to the free throw line, where she's 5 for 5 tonight with 16 points. Corby first free throw is good. One more coming with 6:20 to go in the third. We give the Thunder their biggest lead of the night. And she got it. So 18 for Corby. It's 37-14 Thunder. 6:18 to go in the third. Studer dribbles it out on top. Now to the wing. Hands it off to Hayes. She gets jumped. And now a pass inside to Bird. And she'll lay it off the backboard and in. First points of the night for Bird. It's back to a 21-point game. Holthaus drives in. Her shot blocked away by Weiser and taken by Bird of Riverside. Here's O'Grady into the front court. Dribbles it out on the right wing and now back to back out. And here comes a screen from Weiser. O'Grady still with it. Katie dribbles to the left wing. Stops, feeds it up on top, and it's going to be loose on the floor. Clock four. Riverside's got it. Instead of the hands of Weiser. Now here's O'Grady left to the front court. Gets a screen from Weiser. All the way to the baseline is O'Grady. Has her shot blocked away by Rethman and taken by the Thunder. Holthaus was in the backcourt. Crosses over. Stops. Kicks it up ahead to Ganstrom. Now Rethman between the ring. Kicks to the right side of the floor to Corby. Corby stops. Feeds it inside to Larkin. Her shot thrown away by Weiser, but back into the hands of the Thunder. Holthaus with it out on top. Rethman now right of the front court. Back out on top to Holthaus. She gets the screen. Dribbles to the baseline. Now spins it back out and up on top to Ganstrom. Whipped around the horn. Holthaus. Again, the Cyclones playing really good defense. Larkin left to the top of the key. Back left side to Holthaus. Now Larkin pumps on a three. Drives in. Stops. Feeds it off to Rethman. And now it's going to be knocked free loose on the floor. And we're going to have a jump ball call. Possession will keep it with the Thunder. Sophie Jewell, a 5'9 freshman, will come into the game. This will be her first action of the night. 4:38 to go, third quarter, 37-16, the Thunder lead with the basketball. Corby with it on the right elbow. Corby now, a left elbow jumper, is rattled home. 20 for Corby, and it's 39-16, the Thunder lead by 23 with 4:28 to go in the third. Jones to Jewell, inside the Weiser on the right block, goes up and she banks it in. 9 for Weiser, 39-18 Thunder lead with 4:18 to go third. I want to remind you as well, the Thunder are playing tonight without one of their starters. If Larkin puts up a three from the top of the key, that's way off the right side of the rim. The rebound to Weiser, and now reach-in fouls called on Larkin. The Thunder are playing without Hannah Mackey, their 5'5 senior that is one of their veterans. About 2 weeks ago, she had her shoulders separated in that loss to Sabatha, has not played since. She did suit it up tonight. She did go through pregame warm-ups. And she is expected to be good to go for Substate coming up next week. Likely will play a little bit in the first round, but should be pretty much full go in the semifinals if the Thunder make it that far. Now there's a steal and layup for Corby. She's got 22. Riverside has turned it over 21 times and lead back to 23 for the Thunder. Kenzie Henry back into the game for the Thunder as well. They get it inside to Weiser, and she banks it in again. Without Roddinghouse in the game, Weiser can just dominate down low because nobody was anywhere remotely close enough or tall enough to guard her. Now Corby tries to go up and under, has her shot blocked but fouled. And Corby will back go back to the free throw line for repair. That'll be on Hayes, her second. Corby's first one is good. She is perfect from the line tonight as Holthouse comes back in for Rethman. Corby, 8 of 8 from the free throw line. Riverside bringing in as well. Anigwe Ewing. And Corby's second free throw is no good. Of course, the broadcast is jinxed after I just talked about her being perfect. But Riverside with the basketball down by 22. Hayes kicks it right side of Ewing. She'll get to the elbow, kick it left side, and the ball is going to be knocked free by Henry and stolen away by the Thunder. Henry drives right lane line, stops, puts up a layup. It's good. Counted and one. 4 for Henry, and she'll have a chance to complete a three-point play with 3:15 to go in the third quarter. That'll go on Leibel, her fourth. And Henry's free throw is no good. Rebound to Weiser of Riverside, and the Cyclones will have the basketball, trailing by 24. 3:10 to go, third quarter. Leibel dribbles into the front court. Stops, hits a back cut to Hayes, and she gets fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. It's going to go on Holthouse. Addie will pick up her second. So Hayes at the free throw line. These are our first free throw attempts of the evening. Our first one is too strong. Hayes on the year, only 35% from the stripe as Leibel and Weiser check out. Jones and Murphy back in. Hayes' second free throw is in and out. So she misses both. And Coach Hilton's going to take a full timeout. 3:02 to go in the third quarter. It's 44-20. The Thunder lead by 24. We'll come back with a timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender.
First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
.302 to go, third quarter out of the timeout. Nemaul Central with the basketball leading by 24. And you're with it in the front court. Kick to the right side of the floor to Larkin. Now Gangster between the rings. Ripped around the horn of the left wing to Henry. Now Corby out on top. Wants the screen, doesn't get it, rejected, dribbles all the way to the baseline and lays it up and in with the left hand. 25 for Cassidy Corby, and the lead is 26 for the Thunder with 2:35 to go in the third quarter. Here's a running jumper that's missed by Jones, but she gets fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line. That's going to go on Holthouse. It'll be her third. Jones' first free throw is off the back rim. She is now 1-for-3 from the free throw line. And her second is good. 5 for Jones, 46-21. The lead is 25 for the Thunder. Andrew with it in the front court for the Thunder. Al Larkin, lead to the right side of the floor to Gannstrom. Al back to Larkin, gets a screen from Holtzout. Larkin, and goes to the corner, and she carried the basketball. Turnover number 9 for the Thunder. Just their first, though, of the third quarter. Riverside will have it back, trailing by 25 with 2:14 to go in the third. This is definitely not going to be a game that you will put on the highlight reel. And Al Hayes gets fouled. Henry reaches in. That'll be her second. Not been a very well-played game by either side. It has not had any type of pace to it either. Now ball loose inside, loose on the floor, into the hands of Ewing of Riverside. Kick to the right side to Jones. She'll try a three. It's off the back rim, no good. Fight for the rebound's loose, and it's going to go out of bounds and be Riverside basketball. The Cyclones will have it. And here's Jones with it out on top. Left side of the floor, a steal for Corby. Cassidy down the right side of the floor, drives in, puts up a shot, and it's good off the window. 27 for Corby, and the lead is 27 for the Thunder. So Corby has more points herself than the Cyclones do as a team. And now a kick ball by Henry. And that'll allow O'Grady to come back into the game for the Cyclones to replace Ewing. 1:33 to go in the third. It's 48-21 Thunder. O'Grady stands on the logo at half court. Dribbles right side of the floor. Here's a back cut. But to Hayes, she floats up a shot, but they're going to call an offensive foul. Yeah, it's a pretty easy call. Jewel was just shoving off in the back of Corby. And Jewel pick up her first on the side, so the Thunder will have it back with 1:27 to go in the third. Henry with the basketball across the timeline. Feeds to the right side of the floor to Corby. Up on top, Gannstrom. Left side, Henry. Down low, Corby. Her layup is good. 29 for Cassidy Corby. And the lead is 29 for the Thunder with 1:05 to go in the third. And now the Thunder in a 1-3-1 zone. First time we've seen it tonight. Inside is Riverside. Turns it over again at number 22 on the night. Taylor Weiser back into the game for Riverside to replace Murphy. With 57.1 to go, the Thunder with the basketball back, leading by 29. Kicked up ahead. Into the corner. Gannstrom a three. In and out. Offensive rebound for Holtzhouse. She'll spin it up. It's shot no good. Rebound tipped around into the hands of Larkin. Her shot is thrown away by Weiser and taken by Riverside. Jones kicks it up ahead to O'Grady. She'll dribble to the left baseline. Then stop, spin, have the ball ripped free, but we'll get a tie up. The possession arrow will keep it with Riverside. .4 to go now on the third, and the Riverside Cyclones with the basketball. Kicked into Weiser on the left wing. Dribbles with the right hand to the top, hands it off to Jones. Now a screen comes from Weiser, and it sticks to the left side of O'Grady. Pass inside to Jewel. She lost it into the hands of Hayes. She'll drive in, have a shot blocked, but a foul. And Hayes will go back to the free throw line. As Holtzhouse picks up her fourth. Hayes back to the line where she's 0-for-2 tonight. First free throw here is too strong. Rethman back in for Holtzhouse. Rethman with 3 fouls of her own. The second one from Hayes is no good. Rebound will go to the Thunder with 20 seconds to go in the third. 16 seconds, and Henry will get it across the timeline. Dribbles all the way inside. Stops, kicks across court to Gannstrom. She'll spot for a three. It's short. Long rebound. He picked up by O'Grady in the corner. 6 seconds to go in the third. O'Grady across the timeline at three. She'll shoot it from half court. It's blocked away by Gannstrom, and that's it for three quarters. Three quarters in the books. It's a 29-point lead for the Thunder. They'll have the basketball to start the fourth, and we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Start of the fourth quarter, the Thunder with the basketball to start the fourth, leading by 29. Henry will be controlling the basketball for the Thunder. Kicks to the right side of the floor to Ganstrom. Now up on top, Rethman. Down low to Roninghouse on the left. Blocker shot off the window is no good. Fight for the rebound. It's loose and into the hands of Studer of Riverside. Studer across the timeline. It was to the right wing, hands it off to Leibel. She goes behind the back, but then it's kicked by Henry. And so it'll be baseline out of bounds, sideline out of bounds for Riverside. Thunder still in this 1-3-1. They went to a little bit in the third quarter. Kick into the corner, Studer will try a jumper. It's off the back rim, and the rebound to Rethman of Nemahal Central. Here's Corby now in transition. Gets across the timeline, stops, kicks it up ahead of Henry. Down low to Roninghouse, and she gets pushed in the back. And she will go to the free throw line for, I believe, a 1-1. First on Weiser, and now 1-1 for Roninghouse, who has not attempted a free throw tonight. Our free throw is good. So first point, free throw of the night for Roninghouse, and now she'll shoot one more. And she got it. 4 points now for Roninghouse, and we have reached a running clock now the rest of this fourth quarter as it has hit 30 points for the advantage for the Thunder. And Cassidy Corby has checked out of this game, likely done with a game-high 29 points tonight. O'Grady misses a shot inside. Henry with a rebound for the Thunder. Henry now kicks it up ahead to Ganstrom. Up on top to Rethman. Left side of the floor to Holtow. Now they're going to call an illegal screen on Rethman, and that will be number four. So 6:52 to go. So Riverside brings it across the timeline. Thunder still in a 1-3-1. Wide open is Weiser down low, and she'll stick it up and in. She's got 13, right on about her season average. And it's now 52-23, the Thunder lead with 6.5 to go. Here's a near steal for Jewel, and she will steal it. Bring it the other way. Number 10 turnovers for the Thunder, and now the Thunder take it right back. Holtow steals it away, and she'll bring it across the timeline and kick it up ahead to Ganstrom. Now Coach Hilton will take a quick timeout. We'll take this break with them. 6:14 to go. It's 52-23, the Thunder lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
6:14 to go, running clock here in the fourth quarter at 52-23. Nemahal Central with the lead. And with the basketball here out of the timeout. And now the Thunder turn it over. That is number 11 for the Thunder. So Riverside will have it back. For the Thunder, they will improve to 18-1 on the year. And they will have a chance to clinch a Big 7 league title coming up on Thursday when they travel on the road to Riverside. When they travel on the road to Jeff West. That should be a pretty tough game, really, for the Thunder. Jeff West is a team that really likes to muddy it up as Weiser gets another basket to go. She's got 15. Jeff West is a team that plays very good defense. They're a team that don't have a great offense. They want to keep it in the 40s, even the high 30s if they can. So that'll be a tough one to end the regular season for the Thunder. But this is going to be the final game that counts towards sub-state. So the Thunder are going to wrap up the number one seed in that 3A Sabetha sub-state, which is loaded on the girls' side with the likes of Royal Valley, who is one of the top-ranked teams in the state. Sabetha, who's number three in the state. And then you throw in a team like a Jeff West in there as well. That is an absolutely star-studded and loaded sub-state. And that's something that we'll talk about here as we get going. As Gantrum hits the three, she's got five. That is something that Keisha needs to change, though. I mean, you look at it, realistically, probably three of the top teams in the state as Gantrum gets another steal. She'll bring it to the other end, stop, have her shot thrown out of bounds by Jewel, but it'll stay with the Thunder. They're going to have three of the top teams in the state in the same sub-state, which means two of those teams are not going to make it to the state tournament. So if they're one of the top teams in the state, but yet they're not going to make it to state, how much sense does that make? Obviously, I understand why Kish is doing that. They're looking at geographics and things like that of why they don't do that. Here's a three by Henry that's no good. And here's Studer now the other way. But I mean, if you're truly going to say the best teams in the state are at state, you've got to make that change to where it's like a seeding, kind of like 4A, or not 4A, 5A and 6A do, where it's just ranking system all the way through. You've got to change to something like that. But that's obviously a different story for a different day, and that's why I'm sitting here, and Keisha has their office in Topeka running the show. So 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. The Thunder with the basketball, and now the Thunder go over and back and turn it over for the 12th time. Don't forget, coming up, we still have the guys' game tonight. It should be a pretty good one between Riverside and Nemahal Central. The Thunder boys, they're on a little bit of a losing streak right now. Riverside playing well. And Coach Stillman's going to take a timeout for Riverside. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll take this break. 3:25 to go. It's 55-25. The Thunder lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Planning is always so important. Planning for a wedding, planning for a big move, or planning for next year's crop. Our team of trusted ag loan officers are available to meet with you regarding your new operating needs. We offer personalized service and knowledge that can help execute this year's agricultural plan. Stop by and visit one of your local ag lenders today at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
.322 to go in the game. It's 55-25. Emal Central with the lead. Riverside with a missed shot. Offensive rebound for Leibel. She'll kick the ball into the corner. Hayes now drives in. Stops, flicks up a shot with the right hand. It's no good. Weiser an offensive rebound, and her stick back is good. 17 for Weiser. She's a few above her season average of about 14 a night. And now 3 minutes to go. Now Thunder turn it back over for the 13th time. And you look at things for Riverside. Actually not in the worst spot in the world as far as sub-state goes. Moving down to 2A. Has been big for Riverside because this year, They're going to wind up being probably the seventh seed of that 2A Valley Heights sub-state. So it's looking like they will get ACCHS in the opening round, and, well, that's not necessarily the worst thing for Riverside. They've already played ACCHS this season, and it was just a three-point loss for the Cyclones. So they've got to feel confident heading into sub-state next week. Although, I mean, obviously this is a tough way to end the regular season. We're going to lose here with a running clock in the fourth quarter to the Thunder, but when you look at Thunder, they're the fourth-ranked team in the state. Holthouse, the three, is short. Offensive rebound, though, for Larkin. But Riverside, they're going to have a chance to make some noise at state because they're going to go up against a lot of teams that are from either the Northeast Kansas League or the Twin Valley League. And obviously, playing in the Big 7 League gives you a fair advantage. So although Larkin puts it up and in, counts the basket and a foul, it's been a tough year for the Cyclones here in the Big 7. They're going to look at it as, well, that's prepared us here for sub-state coming up next week. We'll get some subs coming in. Henry will come into the game. Actually, we'll get Faith Henry now, a 5'5 junior coming in for the Thunder, as Larkin will shoot one more with 1:24 to go. Her free throw is good. So 5 for Larkin. She'll check out. We'll see Madison Lorcher, a 5'9 junior now for the first time. And with 1 minute to go in the game, Riverside with the basketball trailing 58-27. Bird out on top, feeds the left side to Leibel. Now Studer in the corner. Down low to Weiser, but the ball knocked free by Ruffman and into the hands of Carrie Heineman, a 5'6 senior who's now into the game for the Thunder. Orchard on the left wing. It's an inside to Ruffman. She'll space up, kick it off to Henry. Her three is short. And a rebound in the corner goes to Weiser, but she gets shoved in the back by Heineman. And Coach Stillman will take a timeout with 38.1 to go, is to try to save time and allow his girls to go to the other end and shoot a couple free throws. So it'll be Weiser who will shoot the 1-1 here out of the timeout. And we'll just keep this here. And this has been one of the longest 30-point games you will have. There has been so many fouls called. Cyclones have two players with four fouls, and they have two fouls on three other players. Nemahal Central with three players with four fouls, three more with two. So it's safe to say there has been a lot of stoppages here tonight. 38 seconds to go. Weiser will go to the free throw line and shoot a 1-1. Weiser is 6 free throws and is 1-for-6. Her free throw here is no good. Offensive rebound, though, for Bird. She'll kick it inside. Leibel misses an open shot. Rebound tapped around into the hands of Ruffman of Nemahal Central. And Leibel just hammers in and fouls, and so that'll be her fifth, and she'll just trot off the court almost with a smile on her face like she's happy. So Hayes will come back in. So this will be the final deal of the game. 10 seconds to go. Ruthman's 1-1 attempt is no good. Weiser with a free throw. 6 seconds left. Ball kicked up ahead to Jones. It'll be loose on the floor. Hayes will put up his three-pointer at the buzzer. It's short, and that's it. Final score tonight, Nemahal Central 58, Riverside 27. The Thunder improved to 18-1 on the year with a 31-point victory here tonight. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll pick our player of the game and get you the stats of the game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do is think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
Chris Seymour, owner agent of Be Outdoors Real Estate. I got into the real estate market because I was already working with a lot of buyers and sellers, and just kind of following my passion with the outdoors, it just made sense to go get a license and further that and help other people. Our website, beoutdoors.com. Design is state-of-the-art. It's in-house. We create it. We are up-to-date in technology. We're motivated. We're up-to-date with social media. Other companies just kind of stagnant. They haven't changed. We're just not going to settle and be stagnant. Beoutdoors.com.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Welcome back here to Nemohall Central High School. Final score of the girls' game. Nemohall Central improves to 18-1 on the year with a 58-27 victory in a dominant fashion here tonight. It was a tough start for the Thunder. They couldn't get much going offensively, led 15-9 after one, but exploded and led by 18 going into the half. Led by 29 going into the fourth quarter and forced the running clock early on in the fourth with a 58-27 victory. Look at the numbers. We'll start with Riverside. 25 turnovers tonight. 14 of them alone came in the first quarter. They had 1-3, was 4 of 15 from the free throw line. Led in scoring by Taylor Weiser. The freshman had 17, 5 for Lexi Jones. 2 apiece for Jasmine Murphy and Bird. And Studer had a single free throw for the Cyclones, who are now 4-16 overall and 1-13 in Big 7 league play. Thunder, meanwhile, they have 13 turnovers. They hit 2 threes. They were 14 of 18 from the free throw line. And were led by Cassidy Corby, who had a huge game tonight. 29 points, missed a few easy ones. Probably could have 35 or 40 here tonight, but she finishes with 29, probably 10 or so steals. She was electric tonight, also 8 of 9 from the free throw line as well. 9 points from Addie Holthouse, 5 apiece for Taryn Gangstrom and Ella Larkin, 4 for Mackenzie Henry and Riley Roddinghouse, and 2 for Cassidy Ruthman. So for, again, the Thunder, they are 18-1 overall. They're ranked number 4 in 3A. They're going to finish as the number 1 seed in the 3A. It's about the substate, and they'll wrap up the regular season coming up on Thursday at Jeff West. Time to pick our plate of bank on, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank of Onega. Pretty easy decision tonight. We just talked about her, Cassidy Corby. She will be our player of the game. 29 points tonight, 8 of 9 from the free throw line, probably 10 or so steals, if not more. She'll be our player of the game. So have our guys game to go tonight. Coming up in about 13 minutes or so. We will be back in about 9 or 10 minutes to get you set for the action. But again, our girls' final, Nemohall Central 58, Riverside 27. So with that, we'll step aside, take a timeout. We'll come back with the boys game on the MSC Sports Radio Network.